On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
We're kicking off with showbiz news this lunchtime as Olivia Colman has won her first Oscar. She picked up the statuette in America overnight for Best Actress in The Favourite, which was partly filmed at Knowle in Sevenoaks. The British star struggled through tears as she collected the Academy Award at the event in LA.
Oh, it's genuinely quite stressful. It's, this is hilarious. Got an Oscar. Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody came out on top, picking up 4 prizes overall, including Best Actor for Rami Malek, who plays Freddie Mercury.
We made a film about a gay man, an immigrant, who lived his life just unapologetically himself. And the fact that I'm celebrating him and this story with you tonight is proof that we're longing for stories like this.
Best Picture went to Green Book, while Shallow from A Star Is Born was named Best Song. It was written by a rather emotional Lady Gaga.
To my sister, my soulmate, I love you. My family's here. I love you, Mom and Dad, Bradley. There is not a single person on the planet that could have sang this song with me but you. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you so much.
KMFM News.
A house in Medway has been taped off by police this lunchtime after a child fell from a window. Emergency crews were called to Napier Road in Gillingham just after 9:30 this morning. The child is understood to have fallen from the first floor and has been flown to a London hospital for treatment. Sex education in schools in England is facing its first major shake-up for 2 decades. From next year, children as young as 4 will learn about relationships. Susie Greens from the charity Mermaids, which supports transgender kids. She thinks talking about it could help to prevent bullying and discrimination.
There will be children who have parents who are trans. There will be children who are struggling with their own gender identity. And there will also be children who have same-sex parents. So actually making sure that kids are taught from a very young age about diversity, and that's all diversity, can only be a good thing.
A man from Kent has died after getting into trouble while swimming in the sea in New Zealand. 68-year-old Andrew Massey was with his family when it happened at Ocean Beach in Tairua.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who was living on the streets of Ashford has told KMFM he's been given the chance to turn his life around after a mum of 2 took him into her home. Here's Lucy with the details.
Darren Handley had been sleeping outside the former Mecca Bingo building for nearly 2 years after battling mental illness and alcohol addiction for most of his life.
I wouldn't have lasted much longer out there anyway. I think if I'd stayed out there, I mean, if it didn't come and get me that day, I probably would have died out there that night.
The 48-year-old caught a cold and was suffering from a fever as temperatures dropped below zero last month. Arena Zuriki invited him to stay in her spare bedroom a few weeks ago. She's since taken Darren to the doctors, dentists and a drug and alcohol centre and says she's got some serious questions about how he ended up spending so long on the streets.
I'm Ukrainian and government is support me, but government failing to support their own British people. I'm shocked. I feel that I'm obliged to help. I just feel sorry for people who are suffering. Hopefully we're going to get somewhere.
You can hear more from both of them at kentonline.co.uk. They've been speaking as stats today show the number of homeless people to die in Kent has doubled in 5 years. According to the Office for National Statistics, 20 rough sleepers passed away in the county in 2017, up from 10 in 2013.
The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says he's had a good constructive meeting with Theresa May about Brexit. The Prime Minister, who's currently at a summit in Egypt, also told Germany's Chancellor that she still thinks the deal can be sorted out by the 29th of March deadline. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are visiting an equestrian club as they continue their tour of Morocco. They're learning about how children with disabilities are benefiting from working with horses.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Footballer Maidstone United now know who they'll play in the semi-finals of the FA Trophy if they get past Stockport in a replay. They've been drawn against AFC Fylde. A win tomorrow night would see them into the first leg of the semi-final away from home on March the 16th, followed by a home tie a week later. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.